Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So this is the biggest game of the year today. It's the biggest game of the year.
Now you can say.
It's the biggest game of the year. I mean, Scooble's got to have one of those calm the F down, I got this starts. Gator, I've held on to this single card. This y'all better win a game card.
Yeah.
I've been holding on. Unfortunately, you have a whole deck of them, and you've been playing them like for a long time. I'm playing that card today. This is the y'all better win a game card. And there's a few things about it. One is, obviously, it's a Scooble start. Two is, we need Scooble to be healthy. Three is, people have asked questions. I don't understand why Hinch took out Tarik Scooble at 84 pitches or 86 pitches or whatever in May or June. It's so on a day like today, if he needs to go 102, he can. Like if he's at 85 through seven innings, they put him back out there for the eighth. And I don't, you know, this is all provided he's healthy, right? He went a little extra hard, according to A.J. Hinch, on Monday. And in his bullpen session, and they think he was really testing it out just to be 100% sure he didn't need to miss a start. And he passed. So now it's time. This is it, right? This is it. And let me also mention, it's not just Tarik Scooble today. It's Kyle Finnegan, the most reliable bullpen arm they have, is going an inning for Toledo today in Iowa. And we need him to pass that test. If this team's going to do anything, Scooble's got to be all Scoobly when it matters most. And today is probably the most important game he's pitched since last year's Game 5 of the ALDS. And Kyle Finnegan's got to go out, no problems with the going, throw his inning, get in, get out, and come back to Detroit and be ready to go. It's the most important day of the year for the Tigers.
Yeah, this is why it's great to have a guy like Tarik Scooble. He is a stopper. He is a true ace. He might be the best pitcher in all of baseball. So when your team is going bad, you love to have this guy take the mound because you feel very confident that he's going to do his job, and then it's just up to you guys. You do your job. Hopefully they're not pressing too much, and you can feel a little bit more relaxed out there, but not too relaxed because this Cleveland team is charging, man.
Yep.
11-1 in the last 12 games. They really have a taste for this. They desperately want to get into the postseason. They've got a chance, and they know it's all up to them and what they're going to do.
So they've been chipping away. Cleveland's been chipping away. And Detroit has been reeling, and it's to be acknowledged, they are not playing great baseball, and they have got to finish this deal. And they've got a week and a half here to keep Cleveland at bay and win the damn division, and keep Seattle at bay, still two games back of them for that number two seed, which is really important for a team like Detroit. But the Tigers have earned the latitude to get away with some poor play. Like, we watched the lead this year go from 5 games to 10 games to 15 games. And the expectation was it's just going to keep growing. 20 games, 25 games, 30 games. And that they were going to win this division by 30 games. And the truth is, if you look at the Tigers roster and you look at Cleveland's roster, I'm not even sure our roster here in Detroit's better. But they built this massive lead, which allows them to get away with enduring this crappy stretch of play that they've had. And let's call it what it is. They're not playing well.
I think the Tigers.
And so it's okay. With 10 games to go, they could still recapture that. But the most important thing is to close out this division first, starting with a win today.
Well, it'd be nice if the Tigers' strength in August continued into September, and it hasn't. And that was the bullpen. I think lineup-wise, I think the Tigers' everyday lineup is better than Cleveland's everyday lineup. But the Tigers, unfortunately, they go for these stretches of time and these slumps that they go through, and it's tough. Cleveland has an excellent bullpen. You turn things over to that bullpen, you've got a couple runs lead, you're going to come out winning way more often than not. And they've also gotten some timely starting pitching too. But Cleveland's humming on all cylinders right now, and the Tigers aren't. That's why I agree with you. Today is an incredibly important game. The most.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Most important game of the season. And I think it's important for the fans to calm the F down.
Yep.
And also more importantly, it's for the players just to taste again what it is to win and to beat a solid team and to put some distance, because these games are so important because Cleveland's chasing you. Instead of being 3.5 if they lose, it goes back up to 5.5 if they win. That's huge. That's breathing room.
And last night's game was super frustrating. I mean, they got shut out. It felt like they had runners on base every inning. They couldn't find the big hit. They'd strike out. I mean, in the seventh, they had two aboard with one out, and they went pop-up with Ibanez on a 3-2 pitch, 95-mile-an-hour, piped right down the middle, and he missed it. And then it was the great play by Ramirez at third. That ball was hit hard, and he made a great play. They snuffed it out. And the Tigers hit the ball hard on a bunch of occasions, but they hit them right to people. And when they didn't, Stephen Kwan.
It's that left side.
I mean, I give him a ton of credit. The guy's exceptionally good in a variety of ways. Even that bunt he laid down where he got thrown out. Remember that first and second, he laid that bunt down. He got thrown out at first. But that almost worked, and it was a good bunt, and he tested Flaherty. Can you handle this? And Flaherty did. Now, Flaherty had his moments too, right?
There were a couple moments for the Tiger pitching staff that got out of jams, and Flaherty did a great job.
It felt like Flaherty was getting into and out of trouble every inning, but that's the point, is can you get out of it? The fifth inning, there were bases loaded, one out, and he got out of it, including the last batter he struck out. I thought, there's the moment that's going to jumpstart the offense. And the Tigers came back and I think went 1-2-3 quickly after that. And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Flaherty had that big moment, pump up the crowd, bases loaded, one out. He gets out of it with a I think the last batter was 3-1 count, right? It was a 3-1 count, 3-2, and they punched him out. And that was awesome.
They have a couple pitchers like that, right? In the rotation, you've got Scooble and you got Flaherty that if they get into a jam, you don't have to panic just yet because they can get out of the jam because they can strike guys out. You know, if it's like two on and one out, I'm not panicked yet. I don't like what I'm seeing, but give them a chance to strike out, get the two down, and then, you know, you can use the whole field for the next guy. Those two guys can get it done. I think Melton is another one. They can do that coming out of the bullpen. He's got great stuff to strike guys out, but they don't have a ton of those guys, and that's why it's important for them to get these guys back so that they can show that off. That they've got guys that can throw in the high 90s. You can throw in the high 90s. As long as your location's good, you're going to strike out your fair share. But some of these guys are at the embryonic stages of their careers, and they're still learning how to really pitch and explore what that strike zone means to them and just sequencing and getting it all together. But they've been inconsistent coming out of the bullpen over the last several weeks.
Something did happen last night. The Tigers were up 1-0, and Arias was on second base. And I believe Herter was pitching at the time. And he caught the Tigers sleeping and just swiped third.
Yeah.
But Herter still had the ball. Keith was too far away from the bag. Herter was
left-handed pitcher.
Yeah, wasn't paying attention. And Arias just swiped third and eventually came around and scored on what would have been a single that probably wouldn't have scored him if he was still on second. The Tigers are the team that does that to others, and they got it done to them. And that was a bad moment. It was, I mean, call it what it was. It was a bad moment.
Young pitcher just lacked the focus there for a second. And Cleveland's a team like Detroit that will take advantage of those little things. Detroit's best in the business of taking the extra base. Cleveland knows how to do it. They're very fundamentally sound.
I do like the starts from Mize and Flaherty of late. One of the big questions was, either these guys going to wake up, are these guys going to return to form before they get to the postseason? They've both been better of late. Are they the best version of themselves yet? No, but I'll take Mize's three starts and Flaherty's last two starts as good feedback, step in the right direction for a team that's been, you know, questioning whether or not they've got that number two and number three going into the postseason, provided they make it. And that's now probably a more legitimate question than it's been, but provided they make it, and I still think they will. But it's not like they're doing it without making us sweat a little bit. Skubal today, he's on this.
Feels like a little wind blowing out to right.
Yeah.
Just saying. Maybe help out the left-handed batters.
Feels good. It's Carson Anderson outside Comerica Park, and we will have that critical game, Tiger Baseball, coming up this afternoon.
What kind of a game is it?
It's critical.
Oh,
Scott,
it's critical.
Thank you. We'll have that critical game this afternoon here on 97.1 The Ticket. A.J. Hinch, the best of what he had to tell the morning show, hear it today at 12:30. In the meantime, got a swinger on the NFL next here on Carson Anderson on a Thursday on 97.1 The Ticket.
Good to see a lot of people stopping by, saying hello to a bunch of listeners.
Yep.
My old buddy Graham stopped by with his father, Jim. Say hello.
Does he have a ranking?
I don't know if he's got a ranking, but he's one of the few people that I used to play. The first year I played football, I was Graham was a year older than me. And
okay.
We played together for a year, and then again a couple years later. Great guy.
Gotcha.
Super great guy. Good musician. And good to see his dad down here. He's been to 50 games already this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot of games. All right, let's get to AJ Hinch for the morning show. Big question. Why hasn't your team been able to get their footing here in September? Here's what AJ Hinch had to say. You know, there's not a lot of answers in that answer, but as he said, we could do a whole show. So obviously he's sounding a little frustrated, but seasons are so long and losing streaks are prominent. And what do I say about losing streaks? When you get them, you feel like you're never going to win again.
That's right. And then when you win, you feel like you're never going to lose again. And I think with AJ Hinch, I think he just loves this time of year. You know, being in a pennant chase is fun, obviously. And, you know, with this team, because they stormed on last year, I think it happened way ahead of schedule, and they were able to continue that this year when people thought last year was a fluke, and yet here they are, you know, contending still for one of the top couple seeds in the American League. It's a fun time.
All right, what's the approach to the last 10 games? Here's what AJ Hinch had to say.
Thank you.
Collective exhale. I think we all could use that.
Yes, that's, again, that's why I think this game is so important. Well,
it's the most important game of the year.
Yeah, it's for the psyche,
the biggest
of the
day of the year,
and the psyche of the fans. We all need a win today.
All right, how do you deal with pressure at this time of year? Here's what AJ Hinch told our morning show.
I think AJ Hinch has done a great job of making sure that the moments don't need to be too big for this team. Get them back on track. We've seen this team match up against guys that do throw triple digits and mash the ball out of the park on occasion. It shouldn't be overwhelming. Tough matchup today, but they got their ace on the hill.
Here's another way. I wanted this follow-up because I thought this was cool, too. Another way to put pressure into perspective or how they discuss pressure. Here's more from A.J. Hinch on this 10-game stretch here with the division on the line. There you go. The psychologist, A.J. Hinch. Let's work with the word urgency. Work with the word pressure. So we'll see if they can come through here today with Scooble on the mound. And, you know, and if he turns a lead over to a bullpen could use a good day. I'll say this. The way Cleveland's used their bullpen in the first two games of this series, I think they might be a little shorthanded today.
Well, they went with a lot of guys back-to-back. So you're right. That's a good observation there. It's up to Tanner Bibee, who's pitching today, I believe, for Cleveland to go deep. It's up to the Tigers to make him to get some good at bats. Let's get that pitch count up. Get over 20 pitches an inning.
Well, they got it with Gavin Williams last night. They were running the pitch count up early. Didn't make a damn bit of difference.
Well, no, because then things change. It's like adjustments happen. The other pitch, the opposing pitcher is going to do his best to make sure that he doesn't do that again, and trust his defense. And you know, whatever happens, happens. But I feel like the Tigers batters have left some pitchers off the hook the last few weeks.
Well, we'll see if they take the field with a sense of urgency for this game today against Cleveland. And if they do what they're supposed to do, well, we'll be talking about a Tiger team. It's amazing. One game can make everything feel all right again. And who would you rather hand the baseball to, Scott? In the entire league, who would you rather hand the baseball to?
Nobody.
Yep.
Nobody. This guy lives for the moment. He wants this moment. And Tarek Skubal is as good as it gets.
And what after happened in the ALDS last year, he owes these SOBs.
Well, and it sounds like, you know, Monday when he had that bullpen session, when he really went after it, according to A.J. Hinch, He recognizes that. And I think he's just chomping at a bit to get out there and show his best.
So let's go. Tiger Baseball coming up next here on 97.1 The Ticket. I want to thank our crew down here. And by the way, this is our last regular season appearance down here at Comerica Park. So I want to thank the people at Comerica that helped us out and all the fans that came by and said hello throughout the entire season. Hopefully we have a postgame to do this again.
That'd be great.
Tiger Baseball straight ahead. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.